All right, Christian Craig, first up, before we talk about today, I have your Houston 1 helmet for the studio, and you saved Kiefer's hair.
I did. No, on the show, I knew I was going to say something like anything to do to save Kiefer from shaving his head. So yeah. Luckily, we worked out a deal, and you got my Supercross winning helmet, actually. Yeah. So I took care of you.
It's awesome. It's fantastic. It'd be good in the studio. I almost wish I would have asked for more, though, because how quickly you agreed to the helmet.
Yeah, I do not, especially because I see Kiefer during the week, and if I would have walked around and saw him with his head shave, it would have made me sad. Yeah. So next year we'll have a better bet and maybe make you shave your head this time.
Maybe. Good day for you today. Really good. Coming up from the back. Impressive day. You got to be stoked.
Yeah, I was battling with all the same guys once again. Tomac, Webb. Barsha.
Marvin.
Dude, it was crazy. I had Chase on me for both motos, and then
did he get you in the end of that second moto?
He did, and then we both got to ride Marvin. And I actually reeled back into Chase and AC with last lap, but good moto. I went 6-7. I don't know what I think, probably 7th overall. But, man, it's just crazy out there. It's hectic. Literally, no matter where you start, you're surrounded by badass dudes.
Yeah.
Like, the entire time, you're surrounded by champions, so... Literally, I'm battling with Tomac for 3 laps. Then I'm trying to pass Webb, who just came off a win, so our championship. So I'm just like, wow. You know, the people I'm surrounded with.
I'm almost wondering if we're starting to see a little bit of a change of the guard a little bit with Dylan riding so well right now. And, you know, Adam, Sexton, that kind of guys. I'm almost wondering.
I mean, yeah, but then you look at, like, Cooper and Eli, and you know they're not 100%. You know something's wrong. Something is hindering their riding, and I know they're better than that. But, yeah, I mean, Dylan's taking advantage of it right now, and AP's riding really good, so... Man, I got to keep doing what I'm doing and try to work towards the front. But it's been fun for a few weeks, so get a week off and get ready for High Point.
I'm going to ask every guy this tonight, but the track prep wasn't deep, wasn't ruddy. You know what I mean? You guys could move around a little bit. We saw some dust. I liked it.
See, I was all for that because then you move around more. There was people passing. We were passing each other, so I made an outside pass around Marv, which was
that
wouldn't have happened at Paula. You know, you would have got stuck in the mud in the outside. So yes, it's like. It's some people don't like it, but I'm all for it. I think it makes it racing really good.
And maybe you got to actually do something with the tire once in a while to, you know, because you don't have as much traction.
Exactly. Right. And then the lap times, like if you look at practice, how close they were, like 205 to 207 through the top 10. I mean, you couldn't ask for better racing.
We're both Blue Crew guys, but compare your bike to a factory Honda.
Turns better. I would say that's the number one thing. Chassis is, it stays planted better. So, the factory Honda was awesome, but I'm not going to talk crap on that.
No, I'm not looking for you to.
I think I'm in a good spot, though. I'm happy where I'm at, and it's obviously winning, and it's holding the red plate. So,
All right, well, let's work on those starts.
All right.
Thanks.